is the spiritual spirit and doctrine of devil. Now that's got to come to pass. There ain't no way around. Take your eyes in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared to the heart of forbidding to marry and commanded to stand for me, of which God has created to be received, repented of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and this is to be refused, if it is to be repented. Anything that God has prepared down here, and maybe it don't matter, every good thing that God has put down here in this world is good. The Jews are going to the purpose that God intended. And if we do it with thanksgiving in our hearts to God, we can just endure that. But now there's a lot of things that man is saying around in front of here that we'll have to leave alone or we'll go down at the end of this life. But everything that God created is good and it's profitable, and if we'll receive it with thanksgiving, we can enjoy it. That's what he said. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Yourself was the brethren in the remembrance of these things, that shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and a good doctrine, well do thou as a tank. But refuse profane and old and fable, and exercise thyself rarely unto God. Now if we'll be more like the Lord, we'll receive more of his goodness. Down here, brother, right here. We hate that more than the wolf as close as like he is, and we possibly can. If we do that, we'll enjoy life as we go along here. That's what he says. For bodily exercise, profitably. For godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the last and hellish, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and steadily reproach because we trust in the living God. And we will the day if we trust in God, Brother Brad, we'll suffer reproach in all things. There'll be people that criticize you. But right here, if we're trusting the Lord, he knows him to study God, and he'll stand by, Brother Horst, he won't let us down. This is what he says. We both labor and suffer his rule because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. And now there's another reproach that we have to suffer, and if we suffer, we just go on and not complain about.
I was talking to a man today. We suffer a lot of things that we never know enough about unless it just happens to come around when we hear about it. The colored man over here today, he's got holes in the ground for electrical poles. I stopped and talked to him a little bit, and he, something come up about the church. And he said, I've been worried about that church ever since it was built. He said, I don't know why, but I have. And he said, they tell me you're faithful. That's that down in hell. I said, no, we ain't never done that.
He said, they say you take them down there and take them up and they don't hurt them, they hurt you.
They bite you good. You ain't all right. You ain't living right.
Then if you take it up,
and they don't fight you right, you're all right. And I said, no, I said, we don't do that. And I said, we don't even teach that. I said, we believe the Bible, just like it says.
And I said, the Bible said it takes up terrible.
I said, now, if you're out here, I happened to walk up on one, and the Lord gave you power over, you can take it up. He said, yes, sir.
He said, tell you what, he said, if I can take one up, the Lord will have to give me the power. But now he had already heard that we were praying snakes down here at the church, and no doubt told a lot of people about it. Well, we ain't never done that, and never intended. But I do believe in taking up earth, and the Lord will give you power over them. And I've had him to give me power over one, and I'd like to take up another one. Brother Horn, I'm not ashamed of it. Not a bit ashamed to tell you. And I believe in it, but I don't think praying out here, but we suffer that the most anyway. But it's all right, it's all the Lord knows. All right. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it.
But here God said obey.
Yeah, it is.
Now listen to the truth. Anybody ever do this way? I need one more, longer. It's getting to the place that we get how much we're in on that. We're living in a dirt and a wicked generation.
Amen.
It's so wicked, it's a shame, Brother Hoyt. And these young girls, and these young boys, I tell you what you better do. If you better put a ring on them, you better just pull them back to the land. If it takes using a history rock, but you may get hurt too, but the Bible will back it up, and God will send back.
Yeah.
And you're the best fellow to do that, the Lord has done it all. These people now, they, you may not will them to get drunk. Well, I've got one sitting over here, 15 years old, and I've got one sitting over here, 24 years old, and if they need a whipping, I still got the authority by the Bible that we have. I still got that authority. I wasn't doing it unless it was necessary, but it hadn't been too long since it was necessary. Brother Barron, and I tell you what, if we don't obey the word of God, when we stand before God, we'll be just as guilty as the child.
Yeah.
Listen for the truth. Right to it. This is obedience to parents, children, and in the hands. If you do everything that you can, they should do. Or do you just stand it? Maybe around the bush for a little bit. When the child says, now I know for a fact, mothers love for the after children is going to do something, and the mother will end up doing her thing. And you mothers ain't got no business doing that. You just make it hard on the father when you do it if he's a living like he ought to. Now I know it's real easy for a child to put up an excuse. But I don't care how much homework you got to do, if mother doesn't wash the dishes, you leave the homework alone and go wash the dishes. Don't speak back to them. When you do, you just obey the word of God. I want you to listen to him. If you've got the Holy Ghost, listen to him. If you ain't got it, listen to God's
sin. God help, Lord.
Hey, there is this something. You do it. Now, I've heard it a lot of times. Well, mother, I've got to do this. Mother, I'll do it today. When they say, do it, you do it. And don't answer again. You do that, God, you boys the same back. If you don't, you'll be one of these. That's the one that disobedient in the past. Now, when I was a child at home, my father never told me the third time to do this. As long as I lived under his roof, he never told me three times to do something. Brother Byron. And usually it was one time. And I remember when I was about, thought I was about to be grown up yet, my mother brought something out of right on the front porch. I told her it was a fit. Oh, I know I had a deal. And while I was doing it, I didn't know Daddy walked around the corner of the house. Well, he didn't even make his appearance out there. He just turned. Went back out there to the street tree. Came off a limb about this long. And before I knew what was happening, he was up there where I was at, brother Matt. And when he got through with me, I knew better than to do a bit like that again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today is the journey to get by with. But if you are, you father, if the mother's not correctful, then it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
To do something about it. Now, every word in the Word of God that you read about a child being corrected to father is one that's required to do. But now, you mothers can help out a whole lot by not going on doing something when you tell your child to do. Then have you ever been guilty of that? That's about three times, and rather than to keep on begging them, you just go do what you say. You're born a child when you do that. Listen to what he says. This tiger, without natural affection, truth breaks. Now, since that child is allowed to go like this, we're here in there. Truth breaks. He'll go out here and make the truth with somebody, and it won't win a bit more than that. He don't care to break his little heart. Why? Because he never would have brought it back at home. They don't know what he's supposed to do. So he still don't know he's got it.
Amen.
They kill a God now. Good kill a God. Young kill a God. They wouldn't talk at home. They wouldn't sit down at home, and now they don't know how to do that on their own. Because they wouldn't talk at home. That was a parent's fault, not the child. Six 26. Truth breakers, false accused. Now, if you don't want your child with his grown to be false accused table, don't you do it, and don't you allow to do it when it's growing up.
If your people in line to a devil when you get don't enter him.
Fear. Despisers are those that are good. Dread, pity, high, and mad. Lovers of pleasure, world, and lovers of God. And a world is dark, and one of his child is about 18 months old.
For Bruce got his first living in his business. Oh, he might have thought he was young, and he probably was, but
I've done the best I know how, and I just kept it up. Brother Hoyt, done the best I know how. And God, through his mercy, and goodness, and kindness toward me, Brother Ryan, that same month of the house, he was a whole old man. And he said, and I never thought of it, but I didn't tell him a lot. And if you want your child to come up, that mostly grid, when it needs to rest, and you have to rest.
It might be hard sometimes, but it's necessary. It's necessary to be sure of this rest. Now, let me go back to this. These people will tell you today, if you will, that's why I leave marks on it. Go to court. Say that kind of thing. You know, they'll call it child. But now, Solomon had more knowledge of God, wisdom of God, than any man ever lived. Brother Hoyt, and there'll never be another with much wisdom according to the word of God as he had. That's what he prayed for when God called. And Solomon taught us how to bring that child up. And it said, so you feed it, you want to die. And it talked like if you left it without this chastising, it'd bring his brother to shame, bring grief on his brother, his father, maybe. Now this is what happened today. They've been let go. Until they're blaming their parents.
Yes.
And it will keep them under subjection. I don't care if they're 15 years old. And these powers are coming on. I see them all around, Brother J.B. And parents going along with the Holy Ghost, allowing them to wind their long hat. Well, that is not the coming holiness. You might say, well, my son don't have the Holy Ghost, so I'm going to let him wear. Well, it's just bring him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And if you'll do that, God will send back. And Brother Hoyt, I'm persuaded that God will give you power over your child. I'm persuaded of that. Now, a lot of times we may suffer a lot of grief. Just because we're not bringing in children into the church. And we might say, well,
in the morning before they
eat breakfast, they would pray at lunch before they eat dinner. They would pray. And now a lot of people ain't got time to pray at night before they go to bed. I'm sorry to say that they sit up till it's too late until they ain't got enough energy to get on their knees and pray. They just go fall in the bed. Well, now this is getting out from under the fear of God. Brother, try to believe in the way that we were taught way back then. Let's leave in the way that Paul taught us. And if we'll get under the fear of God and worship the Lord, we'll find a lot of happiness, and I still will pray in the bed.
Well, it is wrong.
Now, as Jeremiah said, Moses, tell the knees, now go to bed and sleep.
God with them more. They would come. They need will be if they would come. The man of God. Man is the rough man. That's the faith and the man of the faith. They fight the right. When you rest the faith, that if you believe, you pray for it that way, but Lord, you mean what you said. If God ever turns people over to a reprobate man, they just believe a lie, and it's the truth, it's more than the truth. But they shall see no trouble for their knowledge, shall be manifest unto all men, and shall also walk. But thou hast put on thy doctrine, that is, none of the last, perfect faith, long suffering, very patient. Persecution, affliction, with them in the Antioch, Macedonia, and Lystra, what persecution thou endure. That's what
in every time and city, some people can be found. If they're dying and grumbling at everything around, especially whatever things you do, it's this way today. They grumble at the preaching, they grumble at the bad, they grumble at the pain, they grumble everywhere, they grumble workers and say it's all his way. But if it seems to Jesus, it didn't win the day. They grumble every day to him, they grumble every day. They grumble every day to them, they grumble every walk. They say that in a year or two, I think we'll all go down. But if we do think he's up, it's pretty well found. We know that never come all if they could understand. The same a few alas, but some for lack of knowledge will turn from us away. And still keep up their grumbling, whatever they say. If Jesus knows he loves them and wants to see them good, I'm never going.